Workbook, page 46. Listening practice 5. Guitarist wanted. You are going to hear a conversation about a band. Listen and choose the correct answer.
David, you're a fabulous guitarist. Bill, Mark and I really want you to join our band.
I'm flattered, Meg, but Bill's the guitarist in your band, so why do you need me?
Because a band with two guitarists always sounds better.
Well, would it be okay if I gave you an answer in about a week or two?
I wish that were okay, but that would be too late for us. We need another guitarist as soon as possible. So, if you're not interested, we're going to ask Jack Hill. Of course, we prefer you as our guitarist.
Tell me, Meg, why is it so urgent to find another guitarist?
We need to give ourselves enough time to rehearse with a new guitarist before the end of next month, which is when we're booked to play at the Barfly.
Wow! You're going to play at the Barfly? That's incredible.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? It's one of the best places to perform in London. You know, in their early days, Oasis used to play there.
Yeah, and so did Coldplay, and so many other groups. How do you manage it?
Well, we've actually had lots of gigs since we first formed our band a year ago, mostly in really small clubs in the suburbs, at community centres all around London, and don't laugh. We even got a gig to play at a wedding a month ago. As a result, we've managed to build quite a fan base. People who've seen us perform and really like us.
I know you're a really good band, but how do you actually know that you're building a fan base?
Wherever we play, we ask people to put their names and email addresses on a list so we can let them know when and where we'll be performing next. About 1,000 people have already signed the lists, and many have told us that they've come to several of our performances after seeing us the first time. That must mean we've got some fans.
That's impressive. But let's get back to talking about how you got invited to play at the Barfly.
Well, we were so encouraged that people liked us that we decided to record a demo disc, just a few of our songs to send to the famous live music clubs in London. Like Dingwalls, Underworld and, of course, the Barfly. That's where someone listened to our demo disc and liked what was on it.
I'm curious, did you make the demo in a recording studio?
No, we couldn't afford to do that. It's very expensive. We just performed a few songs in Mark's room and recorded them onto his computer with a special music programme. Then we copied the recording onto CDs and sent them to the clubs.
Did you also send the demo to some record companies?
Nah. Everyone's told us that people at the record companies rarely listen to the thousands of demos they receive. Instead, they send talent scouts to the clubs. And that's why it's so important to get a gig at a good club. When the talent scouts discover bands that they like in clubs, they often offer them a recording contract or at least the chance to record another demo professionally and in a recording studio.
I once heard that clubs like the Barfly get lots of demo discs every week. Around 500, I think.
That's what the Barfly's talent booker said when she rang to book us. But she apparently listens to every disc she gets and then chooses only 7 to 10 bands to perform each week. Won't it be amazing if someone from, say, Virgin Records is there and sees us and asks us to sign a contract?
Meg, what are the chances of a group of 16-year-olds getting a recording contract?
Well, it's happened before. U2 started when its members were in secondary school. Their first gigs were at local community centres, just like ours. Then, when they were at a talent show in Ireland, someone from a record company saw them and offered them free studio time to record a professional demo disc. And about a year later, they released their first album.
Yeah, I know the story. And the Beatles also first got together when they were teenagers. And so did the group AFI in the United States. But Meg, I'm not sure if I can join your band. It's a really big commitment, and we've got our final exams coming up.
Listen, Coldplay formed when all the members were at university in London. They played at clubs and got their first recording contract with a small record label, and they all still got their degrees. If they got through university while playing in a band, don't you think that we can get through our exams?
You're very good at convincing people.
Please, David. Our band's got big plans. We're now trying hard to get more people exposed to our music. Before we play at the Barfly, we're going to send our demo disc to a few radio stations and dance clubs to try to interest some DJs in our music. And we're also going to set up a website where we'll make some of our songs available for free. Believe me, we're very serious about this, and we believe we're going to make it. So, David, do you or don't you want to be a part of this?
Well, it does sound like a good opportunity. OK, count me in.
Great. So, you'd better come to rehearsal tonight.